We are holding Daf Chof Aleph from Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was, which things are we be mamayit to say that you do not have to salt him? So last Gemara was velakro lemutei ma'ayi lemutei dam, to say that dam does not need melech. For the Gemara's question, miyal min chasecha, we learn now from different parts, like miyal min chasecha. So why do we need the drush of korban min chafur? So Gemara says rather apik eitzim on top of Chof Aleph from Aleph. That the Gemara says, "Apik Eitzim, take out Eitzim that were not Mamayit Eitzim from that Drosha," because according to Rabbi Enochanami, Eitzim is like a regular mincha that does need melech, but rather be ayal nesachim, put in nesachim. The nesachim does not need melech. The Tanya, well, like this, the Brisa says, "Aval ha'yayin, when you bring yayin, that's like nesachim, v'hadam, or the zrikas hadam, v'yaitzim, you bring wood, v'hakatoris, ein tuna melech." All these things do not have to be salted before you bring them. So now the more is the question, Mani, let's see, who does this price go like? E Rebbe, if this price goes according to Rebbe, the Chorakash Eitzim, we just got finished saying that according to Rebbe, Eitzim, when you have a nadab to bring Eitzim, it's like a regular mincha, that you have to salt it also, it's toin melech. E Rabbanon, if this price goes according to Rabbanon Shita, the Chorakash Eitzim, it's a Kash Eitzim. According to Rabbanon Keteris, Rashi says, to Rabbanon Li'el, Kol Shah Cherim Aboyim Lachayva is Niz Melech, and Keteris Nami is the boy Eitzim. That Keteris needs Eitzim, you have to burn Eitzim first. So Sosh Rostav Melech. So Zahakon the Brisa says, Keteris does not need Melech, of course, not like the Rabbanon. So Mor says, Hai Tano Enech Nami, this Brisa goes according to this Tana. To Tanya, will learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael, Benoi Shrab Yechon Abruko Aymer, Mahaprat, Mefurish Dovra Makabo Tumba Viyonu Lishim. So this Prat Rashi says that's Mincha Sechel. The Pasuk says by Mincha Sechel. So the Prat is what? Mefurish Dovra Shemakabo Tumba. It's like an Oichlitz Makabo Tumba. And also it's Viyonu Lishim, something we burn the Kemitz on the Mizbeach. Viyesh Na Mizbeach Achitzen, it's something that's burnt on the outside Mizbeach. So these things need, something like this needs melech, has to be salted first. Therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds, Av kol dover ha-makabal tumah, has to be something that's makabal tumah, v'yoylu li'ishim, v'yesh tina mazvechach itzayim. Therefore, yotzu eitzim, it goes out wood, shei makablam tumah. Pshute kli eitzim, it's not even a kli, pshute eitzim, not makabal tumah. Yotzu dam, it goes out, dam v'yayin and wine, shein oylu li'ishim. It's not burnt on the mizbeach, you just spritz it on the mizbeach, you don't burn it on the mizbeach. Yotzu keteris goes out the keteris, even though it's burnt on the mizbeach, but she'en on mizbeach achitzen. It's not burnt on the outside mizbeach, the keteris is burnt every day on the inside mizbeach. So, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Shmuel Benoi, Shabiachim and Bruka. Now the Gemara says, Ela taima d'miyata kro ledam. Why do we say that by dam does not have to have melech because it's the miyata kro? Holav hochi without the miyata kro, they say that dam does not need melech. Have a mina dam liboy melech. I would have thought they said that yes, a dam, the blood of kochim, before you make a zrik, you have to be melechit, you have to salt it. So what's the question, how could that be? What's the have a mina? The churik even the molche, nof kalei materas dam. If you would salt it, it would lose the shame dam, it would not be called dam anymore, like we'll soon see. Like malicha lechuris kibishl, it's like a cooked up dam, and we know cooked up dam is not called a dam. The Omaziri, Omar Abchanina, Dam Shebishlu, and the Oivralov, if you have regular dam of a behemoth, if you cook it up and then you eat it, you're not chayit, there's no issa by chulin. And so you see, by cooking it up, it's not called dam anymore. And the Chura here also, once you salt this kraseach, the Chura, it's called bishl. So what's the avmin to say you should have to salt dam? Pshit, you don't have to salt dam, otherwise loses a shame dam. For Rabbi Yehuda Omar Ziri Dam Shemolchay Einu Oivralov, the same thing, dam that you salted also, and now you eat it, you drink it, you will not be chayiv chorus for drinking dam of a behema, because since it's bishul loses its shame dam, so churb shiti should not have to salt a dam kochim, it won't have a shame dam anymore. For Rabbi Yehuda Didei Omar Eivorim Shetzolin, and let's say you have Eivorim, pieces of meat of a korban oil that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. Shetzolin, the first you roast it someplace else. And then the helam, then you bring it up on top of the mizbeach. Then is ein behem mishum l'reach nichoyach. It's not a keem of l'chatchil dikadin of burning it l'reach nichoyach, which means the beginning of the roasting of the cooking, burning of it should be done on top of the mizbeach. That's where it gives off the reach. So at Kopanim we see here that Yechuri cannot salt a dam. It's not called dam anymore. So what's the Havamina? So Mora says yes. Maldatem, I would have thought to say Mishtabo. So Mora says still Maldatem, I would have thought to say Mishtabo Mashu le mitzvah bialma. So maybe still there would have been a mitzvah just to throw a little bit of salt on the dam to mekayim mitzvahs maliach. And that little bit amount of salt would not make it karaseach, would not make it dishol, so it would still be called dam, kamashman. That's the chiddush now from the pasuk that even a little bit amount of salt you do not have to put on the dam. Now the Gemara says, gufo, what we just said before, Oma ziri, Oma Rebbe Chanino, dam shebishlu einu oivro lov, dam that was cooked up, there's no issue if you eat it. Yosib rov, rov, sat down with koma lo, loha shmaita, he'd be saying over this aloha rov. So Eisvei Abaye, Abaye asked the question to Rovo. It says Hikvu Es Adam. So Abaye asked the question. It says Hikvu Es Adam. If somebody jowled up blood, meaning he cooked a lot and it cooked so much, so it came like into a solid kamat. The Yochun, then he ate the dam. Or Shimchas the Chelavros, he cooked up fat, he melted it down for gum when he swallowed it down. Chayiv. So Poshe Chayiv means you're over Chiyiv Koros as Dostim Midiraisa. So you receive and dam Shavishlu is Chayiv. So Rav answers back, Lakasha, there is no stira. Kan shikva ba'or, kan shikva b'chama. It depends how we heated it up to jello it. If we did it through fire, avadi yipotim midiraisa. If we did it through the sun, it's still called dam, therefore yichayiv alov. In svar is bor, if you heat it up through fire, loyhoder, it doesn't come back to its stage of regular blood anymore. But the chan, if you only heat it up and jello it up through the sun, hodar, then it comes back to its original form, therefore it's still called dam, you're still chayv alof. So when the mara, bechamanam, even though you heat it up in the sun, but lema, why don't I say, ho, v'yitchi yitchi, listen, right now that the dam is jelloed up, it's like salad, you can't use it. So maybe it's itcha, you should not be usable anymore. And the chur means a sorna, even for chulun, you should not be chayv. Once it lost its shame dam, maybe you're not chayv anymore if you eat it. Samar says, Toho boyi mine Rabbi Manim Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Mani asked a question from Yechanan. Dam shekorish. If you have blood that gelled up, the yochlan, somebody eats it now, what's the locha? And Omele answered him back, Koyova nitche yitche. That since right now when it's gelled up, it's not fit to be used, it's not dam anymore. So therefore it's not dam. Therefore you potter. So even though it was through the chamma, so what? But it came to a point that's not dumb right now, so even the later comes back into its original stage, still, Rashi says, dam shekorish, because sakot died bafil de chulin. The Avamina is now, he says, that even for chulin, it's yitche. So that's a kasha, why? Or Malay said back to him, no, dilma vadai kan bechatoyis achitzenis, and kan bechatoyis hapnimis. And Rashi explains, the boy bechatas achitzenis, there we say, if it was Himcha through Chama, through the sun, even though at that time maybe it's not so fit, but since it'll come back to regular Dam, it's still fit, it's still called Dam, you could even use it for Kachim. And therefore, if you eat it, Avadi Yibichayif. And the other we say, once it was Himcha, it's not fit anymore, at least for Kachim, that's talking about Achates Apanim, by the Permanus Rafim, and we'll soon see why. So Omri said back to Madrachta Milsi, you reminded me of something, that the Yomer of Chizah said like this, dam shekorish, dam that gelled up, v'chatis, of a korban chatis, v'yochlan samritis chayiv, still is chayiv, and the stami means gelled up there through the chama, so never lost its shame dam completely, therefore it's still called dam. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'lokach v'nosan omer rachmona, v'hai ba'lakichu nesina, by the zrika v'dam achitz, and the pasuk says, take it, and v'nosan, put it. So even though the dam is gelled up, it's a salad, you could still take the dam and throw it to the mizbeach. Mashenkein, bechatas apanimis, by a karchatas apanim, if it was gelled up the dam and then biochla, some reads it potter. It's not fit anymore to be dam hazrika, therefore you potter. Why? Because by a chatas apanim, here the posuk says, v'tovav v'hizo, the kohen has to like dip his hands into the liquid, into the dam, and then spritz it, omer rachmona. Fahai lav bat filo vazohu. Here is not a bat filo vazoh. But since it's not a bat filo vazoh, therefore the dam is talk of the shame dam, therefore you'll be potter leo. So that's the difference between a chates apnim and a chates achitren. A chates achitren, even though the dam is gelled up, still it's called dam, it's fit to be used. But a chates apnim, a davka has to be liquidy, therefore if it's gelled up, it's not called dam. Now the Rav of the day, Amar Rav himself would say, Afilu b'chata sapnim, even by chata sapnim, v'yochle chayiv, if you would eat from it, still you'd be chayiv. It's called eating dam. Why? Ha'ilu k'neg d'roi b'chata sachitza chitzaynas. Because that's a special loche in Kutshim, that it's not fit to have a tzrika. But I call upon him dam, it's called dam. That's the problem, that's the proof. That since you see by Kinegda Bechata Sachitzim, it's still called dam, Skurhu Adim Bechata Sapnim, also it's still called dam, that if somebody eats it, Avadi Bechai is feeding dam. Omer Rapomer Papa says, Hilkach, therefore, dam chamor, if you have dam from a donkey, Shekor, that jealous up, Yochle Chai, the same thing, Huilu Kinegda Roy Bechata Sachitzinus, then the Gaya Techulin, since this dam is still fit for some place, it's still called dam. Therefore, yidet avad yichayiv. Om Rav Gidlo Maziri, dam salt, bein lach, bein yovish choytzitz. If you have salt, let's say, on your body or on a deg and your tummy, you have to go to the mikvah. So whether it's wet or whether it's dry, it's called a chatzitz, it's not a good tefillah. Meisv, we have a question. It says, hadam v'had yoy v'had vash, blood, ink, and honey, v'achol of milk. Yiveshim, if it's dried on your body, then taka chaytzitzin. Lachim, if it's wet, einam chen, it's not called a chatzitza. So who you see here, lachim is not called a chatzitza. Before we said lachim is a chatzitza. So mitzvah lakash is no stira. Hod the sorich, hod the loy sorich. It depends how liquidy it is. If it started to gel a little bit, started to get sticky, then it's taka chatzitza. That we say lach here is not a chatzitza, that's where it did not start to stick at all. It's 100% pure liquid, that's not a chatzitza at all. Now we ask the question, timlech l'mayos, like the Pasuk says, next word, timlech. Look at the time, like we learn like this. V'amelech, the Pasuk says, yocho tevenuhu, maybe you should bring it, we'll soon see what tevenuhu means. Tamlech, the Pasuk says, v'nesem b'melech, timlech, says the word timlech. Now eat timlech, if the Pasuk says timlech, yocho b'memelech, maybe you could salt it with salt water. Tamlech, b'memelech, it has to be dafka salt. Then the Pasuk says, v'loy tashbish melech, that means do not stop blood, do not stop the salt. That means havo melech sheina shreveses. You have to bring salt that never stops. What does that mean? There's never a time of the year that you don't have this type of a salt. So which type of a salt is this? V'yezazu, what type of a melech is this? Melech stoim is that melech comes from stoim, from that yam, it's always spitting out the salt, you always have the salt. Uminayin, if so, shimlemot to melech stoim is, I don't know if you don't find the salt from stoim. Shemevi melech is to ruknis, you bring the salt from this place. Rashi says, it's a mina karka nasis ubideyotim, it's made from a person, tamloima takriv kolshu, any type of a salt. Takriv mikomokim, any place, kolshu means any amount, and takriv mikomokim, any place. And takriv afilu bishabis, you have to salt it, even the kabbonis are brought on Shabbos. Takriv afilu betumah, even if it's brought betumah, still, you have to bring, like Rashi says, if it's a korban tzibah, a sutra betzibah, you have to salt it. Now the question is, Maitavanu, what do you mean to say before that timlech, what do we need timlech for? Because I would have thought to say tivanu from the word bemelech, tamalema timlech. So what does tivanu mean? Samura says, Maitavanu, Omar Rabba Bar Ula Hochi Komar, this is what it means to say, Yocho Yisbeinanu, Bit Ketevin Betit. Maybe you have to put so much salt there, like you're making cement, like you put the dirt in the water. The kid said there should be so much salt, it's come out like cement. Maybe that's how much salt you have to use. And that we says, no, bamelech, just a little bit amount of salt. Omulay Abaye says back, Yochi, if so. But forget, the word bamelech alone, I would have thought to say you have to have so much. Kamashulon timlech, even a little bit is good. The more Yochi, if so, yizbeinunu mi boil. It should have lost from yizbeinunu of making it into cement like. That's what I should have said. Of Tevin, Elarad Rama Bayabaya says, Yocho Yasenu Kabinyan. Maybe you have to put so much salt on top of the meat, or whatever needs salt. Mama said, it's like you're building on it, layer on top of a layer. So Amalei Rova said back, because that was the Havamina, you have to have like layers of salt, Yivnenu Mibul. Should have said, maybe you have to build like with salt. So what was the Havamina? Elarad Rama like this, Yocho Tavanuhu. What does that mean to say? Ma'itavenu, Amravashi Yochol Yitain Boitam Kavina. Maybe you have to have a lot of taste of salt, Kavina. In other words, Maybe the yochu yitim by tam kibina means just to understand that it's there, like bina, to understand. Because maybe mama just have to put a drop of salt there, just to be able to, if you would taste it, you would just taste the salt. Talmud, the pasuk says, no, timlich, you have to have more than just a drop of salt. Ketzer way, so how are you supposed to salt the evorim, whatever's toim malicha, how do you have to salt it for kachim? Ketzer way, so maybe you're able, you have to take this piece of meat. V'naisa nalav melech, you have to salt it on one side. V'chayz of hoichu, you turn it over. V'naisa nalav melech, and you put salt on the other side. And then a malay, then you makrib it on the mizbeach. That's the way you salt basar of kachim. And the Rabbi says, v'chein l'kadeira, that's the same thing in the house, when you want a kashi, you meat. From the dam, that's how much salt you have to have. You have to salt both sides, just one layer of salt, and that's enough to kasha the meat. Tanu Rabbanu, look at the Bryce like this. The pasuk says, melech, the like this, melech shagabi oeder, the salt that's on top of the piece of meat that's about to be burnt on the mizbeach, melem boy, isamil applies to the salt also. But shagabi akevis v'shabarosh shom mizbeach, ein melem boy, the salt is just on top of the plane going up to the mizbeach. Or on top of the mizbeach, there's no istamila. And the yomer of master, my crow, what's the pasuk? The graftim of Hashem, the yishlichu akanim aleihem melech, the eloi some oil Hashem. So mashma, the salt that's on top of the oil that's growing up, that's also called Hashem. It's also called istamila. Mashenkim, the salt that's not on the basar, that's on the floor, that salt is not going to be put on the mizbeach anymore. It's not going to be burned. That's not called amila. That's not called like a korban. It's not called oil Hashem. Tanan Rosim, we learned to Mishnah Shkolim, Al HaMelech V'Yalo Eitzim, Sheyil HaKahanim Niyusimhem, that salt and Eitzim wood, Kahanim could have a no from it. Rashi says, Masech the Shkolim, Al Shivu Dvorim Hisnu Bezim, Bezim Medu Tanai, Al Shnayim Hem, Atu Dem, HaMelech and Eitzim, Shal Kochim, that the Kahanim could have a no from it, Allah have a no from the wood of Kochim and from the salt of Kochim. Now, Omar Shmuel says, L'Shonu Elo L'Kabonim, they could only use it when they want to bring their own korban. They could use that salt for their korban. Avol yachila, for their own eating, lay, then they can't use the salt of kachim for their own eating. Now, kosagot that would have meaning was, my lekorbanim means lemelech korbanim, lechol achilas kachim. Yeah, so again, so having meaning was, my lekorbanim that you're allowed to use the salt for, that's limlech korbanim, to use salt on the korban. But lachilu, that Shmuel says lachilu, no, that means even for achilas kachim, that a kohen cannot use the salt of kachim for his achilas kachim. So Moshe says that's true. Hash delim lech oiros kachim yavinan madach, will let the kohenim use the salt to salt their skin they get from the kachim, which is for their own purpose. So lachilas kachim yavinan, how is it possible we don't let them use the salt of kachim for the korbanos that they're eating? The chur, they eat the kachim, that's the mitzvah. The oiris is only a matana for them. So the chur, it's a kavu chayma. The Tanya learned like this. Nimtzei satam, comes like you're telling me, b'shloishim makomes in three places. Hamelech nesuna. They put salt three places in the base of Migdash. Belishchas hamelech, in the storehouse where they used to store the salt. V'yagabi akevis, on top of the plank going up. Over Rosh Hashemazbech, on top of the mizbeach. Now, Belishchas HaMelech, what? They have salt in a special warehouse store, a room there, Sheshomochim Oiris Kachim. That's where the Kohanim used to take the salt to salt their own skin that they got from the Kachim, from the behemoth, from the Korban Oila. Agabi Akeves Sheshomochim Esevorim. That's where they used to salt the pieces of meat before they went up at the Mizbeach. For Sheshomazbech, Sheshomochim Akoimitz Velavoin of Yakhtaris. O Minchas Kanim, Minchas Koim Mashiach, Minchas Tasochim, V'yodosoif. All these things, they made the melicha on top of the mizbeach itself. So that's why they have to have salt on top of the mizbeach. Now, so we see here clearly that when a kohen has his own skin, like he got skin from the kachim, he's allowed to use the salt of kachim. So madach, he can use the salt for that. Pshit, he can use the salt for his own achila, for his achila's kachim. When he eats from the korban, it's a bigger mitzvah. And so the Gemara says, "Umayla yachila, achila dechulin." What did Shmuel mean to say that the Kohen cannot use the salt of kachim for his own achila? Means for his own private achila, his own private food of chulin. For the Gemara, Chulim Shita, my boy Yosem, what is food of Chulim doing there in the Beis Hamikdash? So Gemara says, Alpha Gav Yomamar, even though we learned that Yoichlu means Sheyoichlu Ima Chulin Utruma, that the Kanim should eat some other food before they eat the Kachim in the Beis Hamikdash. Kidei Shita, Nechelas Ala Seiva, that when they come to eat from the Korban, they should eat with a Gesunt eating. It shouldn't only be that the Chiddush, that even though the Kanim, yes, they're supposed to have their own Chulin there to eat before they eat the kachim, so that the Achilas kachim should be Allah Seiva, Afilu Achi still, Melech the kachim Le'avinu, we do not let them eat their own food with the salt from kachim. That was Shmuel's Chiddush. Omle Ravina Ravashi, Ravina said that's Ravashi. Hochnam Mesav, this is for also. These Sakot Adif, you can tell me to think. Malach Korbona means Limlech. Taimo, if you tell me what, that the salt, that the Korbona money means to salt the kachim, that's what they're allowed to use, but not for their own achila. So the Gemara asks the question, Taima, what's the reason why the Kanim could use this salt for their own kachim, for the Akhtara? To ask the Bezdin, because Bezdin made it tonight. Mashmo lo yasni, Bezdin did not make it tonight, loi. Question is why? Hashtel Yisrael Yavinan. Madach, we give the salt from kachim to Yisrael. Is the Kanim lo Yavinan? Shouldn't for sure we give it to Kanim? The Tani will learn like this. Yochai would have thought to say, somebody says, I want to bring a mincha. So Yovi Melech Matech Beis, he has to also bring salt from his own house. Kederach Shemei Bi Levoina Matech Beis, just like the din is, he's supposed to bring your own Levoina, maybe the same way you have to bring your own salt also. And the din really is far that way. Nemar Haviyah Mincha, Viyah Melech, the Pasuk says, bring a mincha and bring salt. Venemar Haviyah Mincha, Bebi Levoina. If so, Ma Levoina Matech Beis, you bring your own private Levoina, is maybe Af Melech Matech Beis, that's one svara. Oy, klach der zo, maybe look at the other way. Nemer vi a mincha, ve vi melach. It says bring mincha, bring salt. For nemer ve vi mincha, ve vi etzim, bring etzim. Ma'etzim, just like the etzim used to burn with, is mishal tzibur. That's for sure the tzibur dika, the kachim dika wood. Maybe af melach also is mishal tzibur, that they could take the salt from lishches hamelach to use for their own private menachas. Says so near and let's see lemidoim. Who's it like? Don in Dover and Noy Bechol Azvachim, something that's Noy Bechol Azvachim, Midover and Noy Bechol Azvachim. But something else that's also Noy Bechol Azvachim. And Beatachir, don't bring many proof from Levoina. Shenon Hegel Bechol Azvachim. That's one way to say that Avada, just like Eitzim is needed by all Zvachim, so salt is also. So therefore, just like Eitzim is coming from the Mizbeach, maybe you are in the salt also. Or maybe no, Klacha Derazu, look at it this way. Don in Dover Aboimo Bikli. Echot midavra boimah bekli echot. Learn out the melech. Yes, this way is known that dom and davra boimah bekli echot, midavra boimah bekli echot. The melech and the levoina come in the same kli. So just like the levoina comes from your house, maybe the salt also has to come from your house. And v'yal yachich, you can't bring me proof here from Eitzim. Shein and boimah bekli echot. Eitzim does not come in the same kli as the mincha. So how do we know which way to learn out the salt? Is the salt used by regular mincha from the kachim to the salt or from your own private salt? Talmud Leima, Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, Bris Melech Olam Hu. Ul Halam Noim, another place it says, Mieis B'nei Yisro Bris Olam. Is Ma'al Halam Mishal Tzibur, Avkan Mishal Tzibur. Did we learn out that by all menachis, the melech that's used is used Mishal Tzibur. You do not have to bring your own private salt. So Pshita by the Kohen also, that his carbon that he brings Avada, he could use the carbon, the melech from the Tzibur. So what's the Chiddush that the Kohen could use the melech to Tanai Bezdin? So it must be the Chiddush that Tanai Bezdin is that he could even use the salt when he eats his kachim. Omalei Rav Monach Ravashi, Hochi Kama Rav Shishab Red Ravidi, Lenitzu Chelel Elo Leben Bukhri. The Chiddush over here is only for Leben Bukhri. What's that? That's not like this. Am Rabbi Yehuda that Hayyid ben Bukhri biYavne that Kol Koyin sheShoykol ein Chayta. Any Koyin that takes Shkolim, Rashi says Shemevi Shikla Lishchas Badir. Any Koyin that gives them the Shkolim in Adir, he is not a Chayta. Omule Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakoi Loi. It's not true. Ela Kol Koyin sheein a Shoykol Chayta. If you do not give the Shkolim, you're a Chayta, but you have to. Eleshakanim Darsha Mikra Zeliyas, and they make their own drasha. That says, V'chol Minchas Koyin Kolotiya, or Mincha B'Koyin has to be completely burnt. Loi Toichlu, you can't eat it. Hoyol V'Hoyol V'Oymer Shtei Lechem. The Lechem upon him Shalonu, he goes to us. Heich Necholim, how can we eat it? ולבן בוחר קיבלו לכתחילו למחייב לסויה כמייסי נעמי חייתו תקומם לחול נעזורה תמייסי מוסל לציבו עסק דרך המינך. All right, we'll stop here. We'll start over again this last Gemara again. We'll start on the next tape. We'll stop here.